Welcome to Industrial Heating's news podcast. Please visit www.industrialheating.com for more news, as well as monthly technical articles and columns. You will also find IHTV, the Experts Speak blogs, and Everyday Metallurgy. And now, on to the news. We'll start the first podcast of February with some business-related news. Nucor Corporation announced plans for the continued expansion of its special bar quality production capabilities over the next 2 years. The company approved $290 million for projects to be completed at its Memphis, Tennessee, Norfolk, Nebraska, and Darlington, South Carolina steel mills that will expand SBQ and wire rod capacities by a combined 1 million tons. These capital plans also include investments in state-of-the-art quality inspection capabilities necessary to ensure the highest quality for the most demanding engineered bar applications. Sapa Group, an aluminum extruder, announced a $34 million capital investment aimed at installing a state-of-the-art 14-inch indirect press for rod and bar production at its Cressona, Pennsylvania plant. The investment will result in a major upgrade to Sapa North America's industrial extrusion capabilities and will raise the standard for rod and bar production and distribution. The addition of a new indirect press will increase production speed per unit by up to 50%, resulting in better grain structure and overall quality of product. Industrial Heating's monthly economic indicators for January 2012 were down from December 2011 figures, as three of the four indices experienced a decrease. The change in backlog was at its lowest level since November 2009. Conversely, the expected change in the health of the industry, which was the lone figure to experience an increase from last month, was at its highest level since May of 2011. December 2011 sales for the Metal Treating Institute totaled $78.5 million, an increase of 14.8% over December 2010 sales. All nine MTI districts reported higher sales in December 2011 compared to the previous year. This podcast is being brought to you by Surface Combustion. For over 90 years, Surface Combustion has focused on applying its technical and practical experience to the pursuit of moving heat treating and furnace technology forward. Visit www.surfacecombustion.com for more information. There have been several important M&A transactions early in 2012. Kennametal Inc. signed a definitive agreement to purchase the DeLauro Stellite Group from Duke Street Capital for approximately $350 million. UK-based DeLauro Stellite is a global manufacturer and provider of alloy-based critical wear solutions for extreme environments involving high temperature, corrosion, and abrasion. The company employs approximately 1,300 people across seven primary operating facilities globally, including locations in the U.S., Canada, Germany, Italy, India, and China. RTI International Metals, a global supplier of advanced titanium mill products and fabricated components, entered into a stock purchase agreement under which it will acquire Ramelli Engineering, Inc., in a transaction valued at $182.5 million. Ramelli provides precision machining and collaborative engineering, as well as other key technologies and services for the aerospace and defense and medical device sectors. The acquisition is expected to accelerate and transform RTI's downstream fabrication strategy in the aerospace and defense sector, while providing entrance to the fast-growing medical device market. JMC Steel Group, through a wholly owned subsidiary, has agreed to acquire all of the issued and outstanding common shares of Lakeside Steel, Inc. The transaction is expected to be completed in or prior to the second quarter of 2012. Now a word from our sponsor. Surface Combustion offers a complete line of heat treatment furnaces for gas and plasma nitriding processes. The systems provided can be new furnaces, or upgrades of existing equipment. The processes that can be performed in these systems include gas nitriding, ferritic nitrocarburizing, plasma nitriding, and nitriding of stainless steels. Visit www.surfacecombustion.com for more information. We'll close out this podcast with some equipment news. Robert Wooler Company, a commercial heat treater located in Dresher, Pennsylvania, commissioned a new vacuum furnace from Solar Manufacturing. The custom-built furnace features a SolarVac 3000 control system, a state-of-the-art operator interface, and precision temperature programmer control with multi-zone auto-tune PID. The horizontal front-loading furnace has a load capacity of 3,500 pounds, with a maximum operating temperature of 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit. AFC Holcroft received an order from a commercial heat treater for a two-row pusher carburizing line and is delivering the equipment on a piece-by-piece basis directly onto the customer's plant floor in order to improve the delivery schedule. The equipment consists of pre-wash, preheat, a two-row pusher carburizing furnace capable of holding 26 trays, hot oil quench with air-to-oil heat exchanger, spray dunk, post-wash, a single-row temper furnace, and tray transfers. That concludes this news podcast. Visit Industrial Heating's website today for the latest industry news and much more, including a 2011 feature article bibliography, an online exclusive resource. Thanks for listening.